Today's Best Country, KX104 807. And pleased to be joined this morning with some folks with the youth livestock sale that is coming up this coming Monday. We've got Tayton in. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
What's your full name?
Tayton Lucas.
Tayton Lucas. All right. He's famous. You're on the radio commercial, so you're all over the place.
Yeah, you could call it that.
All right. So you're a part. How old are you, first off?
I'm 18 years old.
18. So you're with the youth livestock sale this coming Monday. I assume you've been doing youth 4-H stuff your whole life?
I've been shown my whole life. I didn't show 4-H. I've been shown 4-H for 9 years now, though.
Very good. Very good. And you guys have a sale coming up this coming Monday. Tell me about your sale.
Well, registration's at 11:30. There's a free lunch. Sale doesn't start till 1. Come out and support.
Basically, and this is what you call a premium sale, right? Tell me about that.
So no livestock will be offered, like, to buy. You're basically buying the kid, and it's a donation for the hard work they've put in through the year. You're buying the ribbon that they won kind of deal.
Right, yeah. You're supporting the kid basically doing the show and just probably giving them some momentum and some encouragement to do it again next year.
Yep, the funds help to buy your next year's stock or even buy a female that you can start your own herd.
Very
someday.
Good. Very good. What have you been showing this year? What's your thing this year?
I have 5 pigs and then I have a breeding heifer.
That keeps you busy.
Very busy.
5 pigs and a heifer.
Yep.
Is that the most you've ever done?
No.
No. Wow. All right. I mean, I had some in earlier this week and they didn't have quite that many. So which one do you like more? I mean, what's your favorite animal to show?
Pigs.
What have you shown over your career? Has it mainly been pigs?
I've showed both my whole career, but it's been mainly pigs. I take it pretty serious.
What do you like about pigs?
The bonding you can have with them. I mean, you can have one with a calf, but I feel like with pigs, they're more like a dog, and they're a very intelligent animal, really? And you're always learning from them.
And you can see that they're giving you something back then, huh?
Yeah.
And they know you when you walk into the corral. Is it a corral? That doesn't sound right. Is that right? Pig pen. Good grief. I'm showing a little ignorance here. I grew up on a farm. I just didn't have animals. But that's all right. I'm learning. So, all right. So, expecting to do well this year?
Hopefully.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Who'd you bring with you? This one I recognize. You were in, I think, on Monday, right? Or move that mic down a little bit and say your name. Go ahead.
My name is Trampus Carr.
Trampus Carr, and you're showing pigs, right?
Yep.
See if I can remember one of the names. Did you have some of the interesting names? No, you had the more, what were your names, pigs?
Porky.
Gosh, I'm going to get one of these.
Bandit. Jet. And Becca.
And Becca?
Mm-hmm.
Becca kind of stands out there. So you are getting ready for the show. Are you excited for the sale?
Yes.
That's kind of like Christmas then, right?
Yep.
Give me an idea of what these might go for, these pigs. I mean, I really have no clue. Is there kind of a ballpark range of what they're worth and what people will pay for them?
$200-$300.
$200-$300. You happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are like, is that low or is that high? Is that right?
Just depends,
yeah. You got good ones, though?
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. So you're excited for the sale. Are you excited? The heat is on today.
Yes.
It's going to be hot out there.
Yep.
You're dressed for it, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you don't mind the heat?
Nope.
All right, good. How old are you?
8.
8 years old, so you've been doing 4-H for how long?
This is my first year.
Very good. Well, best of luck, all right?
Thank you.
All right, who's the last one here? What's your name, and how old are you, young man?
I'm Derek Ebmeyer. I am 15, and I've been doing 4-H for 5 years.
4-H for 5 years. All right, what do you show?
I show beef and swine.
Very, very good. Very good. How many do you have?
Between me and my siblings, we have 8 beef and 7 swine.
All right. That keeps you awfully busy then.
Yes, it does.
All right. So how is it mainly been beef and swine for your 5 years?
Yeah, it is.
So do you, I mean, I assume you get to know all the people showing those animals, probably almost all the 4-H'ers over 5 years, don't you?
I try to memorize them or get to know them, but I'll probably forget them the next year.
But you kind of remember them once they come back in. Good little community then, right?
Yeah.
All right. So sale on Monday. Are you, that's a little different where you're hoping to, they're just kind of sponsoring you. I'm sure you guys are pretty grateful for that then, right?
Yes.
I mean, and that goes to, you're going to use that money for what next year?
Probably to get more feed or another steer.
Yeah, moving on. All right. Well, so give me the details again. Monday, you said, I think 11:30 is when lunch is. Registration's at 11:30. They have a free lunch.
Free lunch.
Sale starts at 1.
Yes.
All right. And that is out there at the fairgrounds, I assume.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for stopping in. We appreciate it. Best of luck with 4-H and these next couple of days. Stay cool, okay?
Okay.
You have a sweatshirt on. That's a bold move there. I know it's early, so you can get away with that, but that's not going to last long, is it?
No, it's not.
Well, stay cool out there, and thanks so much, guys. Appreciate you coming in.